what can you tell us about the meeting with the NFL yesterday? How'd that go?
You know, that's a league matter, and that's the way it stands. Just, it's a league issue.
Right. When when you step back and look at the big picture, are you embarrassed that people are talking about stuff like this?
You know, again, that's a league issue, and as I've said, my focus is on the next opponent. Obviously, that's Green Bay, and as I said the other night, I'm reluctant to say I'm excited about coming back. I know how tough it is to play there, but it's a huge challenge. One that we need a victory. This is a race to the finish, so we need it.
Fred, does the ongoing investigation make it any more difficult to prepare?
My focus is on Green Bay, as it was on Dallas last week, Jets prior to that. My focus has never wavered one bit. I don't know, 300-plus games or whatever. It's always, especially when you play a team like we play really with the Jets and now in Green Bay, who give you a lot of different looks, really. To me, that's the hardest thing to focus on, is trying to pin down exactly what they're doing, which I don't think you're gonna ever completely do that. You have to kind of make some plays, and you're not going to be correct on protection calls or route adjustments and things like that. So that is my primary focus, as it always has been.
After the win last year here at Lambeau, mm-hmm. Ryan said, you know, with all the attention that was, you know, leading up to that game, now it looked like maybe smooth sailing for you and the Vikings in November, December to the division championship. And you said, you know, maybe sometimes we thrive better on adversity. Do you still feel that way this season about your team?
It would seem that way, and I think we as players and coaches would all agree that you would like for everything to be smooth sailing, but that's not the case, and every opponent offers different challenges. And individually speaking, I mean, there's always a storyline for either team, and it seems like magnitude to the games always changes, regardless of the time of year. Ultimately, and for any team and for any individual, how you handle adversity, and I've said this throughout my career, how you handle success is equally as important. Adversity doesn't guarantee you play well or rise to the challenge, but for whatever reason, it seems to make people focus a little bit more. I'm not just talking about me, our team. I'm talking about, everyone in this league. It would seem that way. This game is obviously very important for both teams, but there's still a lot of football left for both teams, and it is wide open in this division. It's a very competitive division, as it always has. I know how difficult Green Bay is in all phases, what a great fan base. It'll be loud. It'll be our toughest challenge yet.
Brad, are you viewing this as the last time you'll ever play at Lambeau, and does that add to the magnitude of this game?
I don't know if it can add to the magnitude. Unless we come back in the playoffs, which there's always an outside chance of that. This is my last go around, and I mean, I, of course, played a ton of games in that stadium. And not once did I ever step in that stadium. It was obviously different last year, but did not respect and feel very privileged to be on Lambeau Field. Every touchdown I've thrown in that no exception. But, yes, you know, unless we were to go back in playoffs, this will be it. Yeah.
Brent, how's the elbow, and is that affecting your ability to throw at all?
It's better. It was a little better last week. I would say more so the Jets game. It affected me on some throws. Not last week. I think the cortisone injection helped considerably. Will it hold it off? I mean, as you guys may remember, I had tendonitis many years back, and it can be a very painful, and really it can stop your play. I mean, you could, and for me, that year, I basically missed 5 weeks of camp. I couldn't even pick up a football, better yet throw it. So I feel pretty lucky that it hasn't gotten any worse. I would say at this point it's gotten a little bit better than it was a couple weeks ago. I mean, it was obviously bad enough to take a cortisone injection, but right now I feel like it's not a hindrance at all.
Brent, you're finally getting to play with Randy. How happy are you about that? And how much, when you look back, did that have to do with the way your relationship with Ted went?
You know what? I mean, regardless of what people may think, my relationship with Ted, I'm sure you guys know him. I don't think anyone knows him very well. You know, Ted's is a quiet, unassuming guy. I don't think our relationship ever was, from a business standpoint, it didn't go the way either of us would have liked. But you know, he's obviously made some very good decisions and done very well. And I think you can go back, and Ron Wolf and I are very close. I mean, a lot of teams passed on Randy way back when. Sure, I would have liked to have seen him come in and play with him. I mean, the guy ended up catching 23 touchdowns that year. You know, he's a dynamic player. And I'm very excited about the opportunity to play with him. I'm even more impressed with him as I've gotten a chance to work with him, how intelligent he is. You know, Randy's Randy, and, you know, he has his moments. But he's such a dynamic player. I think for our young players, too, to get a chance to watch him practice, the way he handles meetings is very, very impressive. That's some things I didn't know about him. Now, he can be a little rougher when dealing with the media, as you guys may know, but I consider it a privilege to play with him, as I would consider a lot of other players I've played with throughout my career. This guy not only has the talent, but he has the knowledge, the instincts. He's got the complete package. So doesn't guarantee he's going to have 10 catches and 200 yards, but he's just a dynamic player that's it was kind of bittersweet to watch him because, I mean, it was like, man, this guy's unbelievable. Usually he was beating you, and it was kind of like, how did we stop him? But, you know, I think, now, as far as Ted and I go, do we talk on a regular basis? No. But I think, you know, in the end, our relationship will be as it was for many years. You know, I mean, it was a business relationship that I don't want to say went sour, but that's where it went awry. But, you know, that's over and done with.
Brent, what about you and Mike? Is there any relationship there anymore, or where is that then?
Once again, I don't talk to Mike on a regular basis, but I don't, you know, Mike last year, after both games was very, I thought he was very respectful and said, hey, nice game. I would say the same thing. And I know, last year, Mike had a new addition to the family, sent him a message and congratulated him. And, I think the world of him too. I mean, he has to do what he has to do. And I think he's a fine coach. He's done an excellent job. A tremendous amount of respect for Mike and Ted and for that team, obviously for that organization.
not going to ask you to second guess any of the decisions, especially this off season. But the cortisone in the ankle, the elbow, the investigation, the sub 500 record, were all those the kinds of things you kind of forewarned everybody that it's not going to be like last year if you do come back?
I never forewarned anyone of anything because, as we all know, you have no idea what to expect. I mean, you can assume that we would pick up right where we left off, but last year, aside from not winning the Super Bowl, was, I mean, how could anyone say it was anything less than spectacular in a lot of ways? I mean, it was way better than anyone really, I think, could have. You know, when you looked at it from the onset, it's like, okay, you know, they may win a lot of games, and you know, Adrian may get his 2,000, but the way it kind of played out was shocking to a lot of people, and it's just hard to play at that level consistently across the board, and then you throw in an injury or two, as what happened with Sydney and Percy being out. A lot of new faces. We've had some issues at center. Some guys been banged up, and that's you know, created some problems for us. It's just hard to maintain that level of consistency. When I was thinking that back in the summer, I was thinking that it would be tough with Sydney, with Percy. I knew Chester was gone, and that was, you know, that was a dimension we lost. But then you throw those guys into the mix. As far as being out, it's always tough to, and I say repeat. We didn't go to the Super Bowl, but repeat at that level that we were at last year. You just, I mean, the stars were in line, if you will.
So Brett, at no point have you kind of caught yourself thinking, man, maybe I shouldn't have come back, or any regret at all?
No, I mean, all the. Unbelievable experience for me. My career there speaks for itself. I thought it was a perfect fit for both. I mean, that fan base is as good as any in all of sports. That's no secret to anyone. You know, no one loves their football more than Packers fans. You know, it was a response that obviously I was hoping not to have, but that's the way it went. And I'd like to think still deep down inside that people would think differently, but in the heat of the moment, that's the way it was. But, you know, it's like it's just such a wonderful organization. I know Vernon passed away this week. That's what makes that organization so special, is you can go back throughout the history of that franchise, and you can point to players, you can point to organizational members, and fans, just a special place. And I have no idea what to expect. I can't worry about that. But it won't change the way I feel about my career there and the organization in general.
You know, every once in a while in a press conference, you used to say, someday somebody else is going to be the quarterback here, even when you were playing really well, and it seemed like an odd thing to hear. Is there a part of you that just can't, is it just hard to believe that right now in 2010 that you're the Vikings quarterback and you're coming back here for a second year and things are the way they are with you and this organization?
You know, at this point, no. I think last year was more of a, man, you know, who would have ever thought it? I think now it's you know, Aaron, I said this after the game today, he's playing outstanding. I've always said that I was not surprised by that. And, you know, as I told you guys for years, I mean, someday someone else will be the quarterback. The circumstances, no one knew what would lead to that. But, you know, it's not that – I honestly don't think about it that way anymore.
Brett, forgive the cynicism here, but how can you
– I was going to ask you a last question right here.
How can we really believe that this is your last year?
One more time.
Forgive the cynicism here, Brett, but how can we really believe this is going to be your last year?
That's a good question. hold your pen. We'll see what happens. But that's probably what everyone's like. Yeah, we'll wait and see. But just let's get through this game and we'll figure out what happens the rest of the